Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is going to be epic. Let freedom ring. If you have questions, simply visit slowmoneyblues.com, click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. Today, we're going to be talking about three ways to live free. If you have any of your family, friends, or coworkers that are dying to live free, wake them up right now. Send them a text, chat with them, call them, and tell them hop on to the show. They can tune in live on Facebook, like I said, YouTube, or Twitter. Tell them to do it right now. Two questions. Did you do your homework from last week? Last week's homework was quite simple. You simply needed to tune into last week's episode, which of course, by the way, was a doozy. I'm looking at my board and I updated it. So guess what? It's not on the board. But if you did it, it's okay. Episode 523, what I want you to do is go to where all great podcasts are heard and you can check out that episode right now. Today's episode will drop at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, and you can tune in and get all the nuggets and all the goodies, so it's going to be awesome. Now, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. Did you say your morning mantra? If you didn't, let's do it together. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by G-O-D, God. Today's sponsors are Linky.com, BigNetDomain.com, and Binance.us. So look, if you want a high-touch, low-tech way to share anything everywhere with anyone, go on over there to Linky.com, that's Linky.com, and get your free Linky today. Use promo code Linky, Linky25, and receive a 25% savings on all annual plans. That's effective for the entire year. Now, I know we are in 2023. In fact, we have crossed over officially when it became July the 1st week, and we are in a brand new quarter, Q3. Yay for me. If you're suffering from a digital dilemma, go to bignetdomain.com where it just got bigger, and my friends over there will hook you up. Use promo code BigNet upon checkout, and you'll get a 10% savings across the board on your entire shopping cart. You might be asking yourself, what do they have? Well, they have websites, website templates. They have SEO, that's search engine optimization. They have bazillions of domain names that you can purchase right now today. Also, they have email marketing and e-commerce, so they have your total digital solution. Go over there right now and get hooked up. And the best thing about it is they never close. If you want to get 10 bucks today, go to Binance.us, and using that link in the show notes, you'll get $10 deposited in your account. That's only for new accounts. Terms apply. Today's question is this. Is your freedom worth living for? Yes, no, never thought about it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the surface, this sounds really, really awesome, right? Let's get personal. Making a pledge to a flag, which is nothing more than stitched thread, is ridiculous, ludicrous, and delusional. It's no wonder why so many people lose their minds when someone burns or kneels on the U.S. flag. They drank the Kool-Aid and still don't realize stitched thread is simply stitched thread. Three ways to live free. You know, as I pondered this and I thought about this Independence Day, just a little backdrop. We are literally celebrating Independence Day, in which people were murdered, slaughtered, and they almost committed full-blown genocide And oh, by the way, these very people, the indigenous people that were here in this part of the earth, are still here. But the problem is this. It's not that those people tried to annihilate them. It's the three things or the three ways to live free that they were never aware of, but I am about to make everyone aware of. So stay tuned. Point number one, you must make a declaration. Now you may be asking yourself, Doug, why do I have to make a declaration? Well, you need to declare to yourself that I and I alone am responsible for my freedom. It is not based upon me voting for another human being to make decisions for me. Because by virtue of you committing that act, you have given your freedom to that other human being. You probably have never heard it, you know, spoken like that, but that's exactly what you have done. Now, because you have made this pledge of allegiance to the U.S. flag and to the republic, now, if you understand what a Republican type government is, then you do understand it's a representative. This is the question. If the people you are voting for are representing your interests, why haven't you seen the changes in your life that you want, deserve, and need? It is because you drank the Kool-Aid, and guess what? You gave your freedom to them, and now they have more freedom to do what they want to do, and they can care less about you. Point number one again, make a declaration. Declare to yourself this day on July the 4th, 2023, that you will never, ever give your power to another human being to make decisions for you that you can make for yourself. The second way to live free is this: write a personal constitution. Oh my goodness. Don't start it out with we the people. Because when I look at the constitution, who is the we are talking about? Write a personal constitution that starts with the letter I, purpose and plan to live a victorious, free life. And I will not take my personal freedom and make people prisoners because they don't agree with my method or style of freedom. Now, that's just an example. You can choose whatever words you want. But the bigger point is this: make a personal constitution, because this is what I'm going to tell you right now. The constitution, oh, by the way, that was signed by 53 human beings. That constitution was written by them, which means that it was for them and none other. It sounds good on the surface because it started off at we the people. The only thing about it is if you were not there when it was being constructed, when it was being edited, and when it was being written, and when it was being finalized, and then it was uttered, then you are not part of the we. You are part of the them. And that's why you're not free. Well, maybe. I don't know. But I am. Okay. Point number three. A lot's been said about the anthem that we sing, and everybody, you know, stands up and they sing it, and they sing it with enthusiasm. They sing it with fervor. They sing it with pride. People on the military. Now, you know, I'm a retired U.S. Marine. I say the top of the show all the time. And they stand and they salute, and they're all got their chest all stuck out and everything while they're singing the anthem. It's amazing. No, it's not. Point number three, the anthem that you should be singing is your very own. I know all of this sounds, how can I say it? Interesting. It sounds very interesting because everything that I have just shared with you is the epitome of being free. It is the epitome of thinking free, living free, and being free, which most people will never do because they have been enslaved in their minds. And what I don't want you to do any longer is to remain enslaved to an ideology that wants to keep you enslaved from the time you're born until the time you die. So what are the takeaways for today's show? It's very simple. Your freedom is your decision. not a flag or another human being. Take that to the bank and I promise you, it'll get cashed every time. If you doubt what I'm saying, this is what I want you to do. While you're gathering with all of your family and friends today and you're eating barbecue, or maybe you decide to do a crab boil or a seafood boil or something like that, I want you to ask them, how important is your freedom to you? And then ask them this very probing question. Tell them you noticed one day you were walking down the street in your neighborhood and you saw one of your fellow neighbors and you went up to your neighbor. You said, hey, you know what? I just discovered your home. And oh, by the way, I'm going to come in your home and I'm just going to take over. I'm going to start eating your food and I'm going to do whatever I want. The person that you're sharing this with, your family member or friend, they're going to look at you like how can you discover something that was already there? That's my point exactly. You can't. Because if it's already here, that means it probably already belongs to someone, right? So what is next week's homework? It's super duper simple. Tune in to next week's episode. Well, you know what? I've been doing a lot of thinking. So next week's episode, I will give you just a little hint. It's going to be in total clutch. So you don't want to miss that. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Have an amazing Tuesday and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.